Hello, everybody, and welcome to Slobberknocker Radio, Episode 5. Sorry for the long delay in between episodes. Things just really haven't worked out schedule-wise to get one of these done in a while, and no offense to WrestleMania, which I am extremely looking forward to on Sunday. There really hasn't been a lot on Raw and SmackDown to discuss recently. It's just been a lot of build-up for WrestleMania, a lot of what we know, what we've seen, and, just building up the card, building up the matches for the show, and I am, like I said, very much looking forward to tomorrow night, or tonight, or in the past, depending on when you're listening to this. But I figured, hey, might as well do a WrestleMania preview show. I accidentally said SmackDown because I'm currently watching SmackDown in the background right now. SmackDown in the background! Which SmackDown this week was, I mean, not that it was surprising, but a little disappointing, I guess, that it's just pretty much going to be like the hour and a half recap show before they get to the pre-match at WrestleMania. That's pretty much what SmackDown's been so far. There's been just a lot of recaps and everything, which it's like, okay, I've watched it already. Sorry, guys, I'm really kind of just tuned out at this point. So, I mean, some cool interviews here and there, but like I said, they're going to show all of that during the introduction, during the two-hour pre-show to WrestleMania anyways, so it's not like you're missing out by not watching this episode, because if you're going to watch the preview show, you're going to see all this anyways. So, anyways, might as well get to the WrestleMania card and get to what I think is going to happen, and we'll see. I mean, I kind of have two different opinions on every match where I could see things going different ways, but, I'm going to go with my gut and go with what I think is going to happen, and we'll see if I'm right or if I'm wrong, and that's half the fun. Hopefully I am wrong on some of this, and we'll see. So, it's pre-show match. We got the Usos defending the tag belts against Rybacksel, the Real Americans, and Los Matadores. With El Torito, and goddamn, I love that little bull. I'm glad the Usos won the tag belts. I thought that was going to happen at WrestleMania. They ended up doing it a couple weeks ago, but at the same time, I'd love to see the Real Americans leave the Mercedes-Benz Superdome with the belts. I think that would be really good for them as a tag team, really solidify them as a tag team, and build that tag division up a little bit. Make it, a little bit more interesting. So hopefully Cesaro and Swagger get some gold before the show's over there. We got Kane versus Kane and the New Age Outlaws versus the Shield, which is a match that I'm very much looking forward to. There's always talks of the Shield splitting up, and they kind of hinted towards that at the beginning of the month, but now they kind of solidify themselves again, and there's definitely a possibility that, they could wither a little bit here, or, somebody turns against somebody and wins the match, but, I think the Shield's going to win it. I really hope they do. I really hope that they don't break up yet. I wouldn't mind a couple more months seeing this group kind of just evolve, seeing them play the more of the face role. I think that'd be good. I'm enjoying what they're doing right now. I think, do some more, have them be, good guys for a little bit longer, and hope for the best, really. I'm really liking that group. I like where they're going with it, and I'd like to see, at least a little bit more of it. I won't really want to see it end on Sunday. We got the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal with pretty much everybody that's not in one of the other matches on the show, except for Bad News Barrett, who apparently can't work on TV because of his visa. He tweeted something out about that, which is, I thought was kind of interesting, because that kind of sucks, and that would explain why he hasn't wrestled on TV in forever, and hopefully they get that stuff squared away, because he's a really good, really talented wrestler, and it's kind of disappointing that, he can work house shows, but he can't work live television events, which is unfortunate, so hopefully that can get solved at some point, but, we got 27 guys announced for this match, got three mystery guys. I think Alexander Rusev is basically a shoe-in to be one of those mystery guys. Why else are they hyping him up all of this time and then not having him be on WrestleMania? That would just be ridiculous. Talks are that the Charles Wright, a.k.a. the Godfather, a.k.a. Papa Shango, is in New Orleans this week, and I think that would be a very... I think him coming out as Papa Shango, the Voodoo King, in New Orleans would make a whole lot of sense. I think he's probably going to end up being in this Battle Royal. And, you know, the last spot, I'm not really sure. I know Van Damme is down in New Orleans. He's apparently supposed to come back the Monday after WrestleMania. But, yeah, I could see him being the last person in this. I could see... Not a whole lot of... I mean, there's always, you know, like the Legends House guys are there, so like Hacksaw could join in or whatever. They got all the Hall of Fame guys, so maybe the Ultimate Warrior could join in. Otherwise, I really have no idea. I'm very intrigued by this last spot in the Battle Royal, but my prediction, I'm going to go with... God, I'd love to see somebody like Dolph Ziggler win it and just get some momentum for a change, or even Kofi. I love Kofi, but he can't ever seem to get out of the mid-card. Big Show is obviously the odds-on favorite to win it, but, you know, I'm going with my gut. My gut says Alexander Rusev is going to win this. I don't know if him carrying around an Andre the Giant trophy makes sense so much, but I think him going in and at least dominating this, you know, and throwing a bunch of guys over the top rope. He might not win it, but he probably, you know, like Roman Reigns did at Royal Rumble, probably get the MVP, quote unquote, for the Battle Royal. So, you know, I think at least Alexander Rusev is gonna dominate this match for the most part. So I'm gonna pick him to win it. But you know, I'd love to see a Dolph or a Kofi or something like that. Somebody like that win the match. Zack Ryder, how fucking sweet would that be if Zack Ryder won this match? God damn. All right, we got the Divas Championship Invitational held by Vicky Guerrero, where AJ Lee defends her belt in a one-fall match against every other woman in the locker room, basically. This is a match that, you know, I always want... Looking at the Divas talent, I always want Natty to win the belt. I think she's by far the most talented female wrestler on the roster. I'd like to see her, you know, defend the belt. But it's not really her. It's not that AJ is a terrible Divas champion. It's just that the Divas are terribly booked and they don't really put them in good matches that often. You know, I think at the end of the day, AJ is going to leave New Orleans holding the belt still. I mean, definitely the odds are against her. But I think the angle with Vicky Guerrero not liking AJ Lee as the champion is interesting. And I'd like to kind of see that continue a little bit more and have AJ actually, you know, earn the belt instead of just walking around. I think it'd be great if Tamina Snuka would, you know, is odds, you know, is... It seems like, oh, she's going to turn against AJ, but it'd be great if she just demolished everybody and just helped AJ win the match. I think that'd be kind of cool. But we'll see what happens. And, yeah, so that's my take on that. Daniel Bryan versus Triple H. If WWE books this in any way other than Daniel Bryan winning this match and going on to the main event, that's going to be a huge mistake and one that they are not going to live down. I could see it ending with like Triple H winning it controversially, like he should have been disqualified in the match but wasn't, but won the match, and then Hogan, you know, interjecting, because you have to get Hogan involved in it somehow. You're not just going to have him stand there and do nothing throughout the show. So I'd like, you know, maybe there would be a chance that Triple H would win this match, and then Daniel Bryan, Hogan would be like, oh, Daniel Bryan should have won, brother, and he goes on to the main event. They make it a four-way match at the main event of WrestleMania. But, you know, if they're going to, it seems like they're very stuck on this triple threat match. So, God, if it's not Daniel Bryan, huge mistake. And so I'm obviously picking Daniel Bryan. John Cena versus Bray Wyatt. A match that I'm very much looking forward to. I think this is, you know, the one thing that doesn't get thought of enough is Bray Wyatt's had the best match at Royal. He was in the best match at Royal Rumble against Daniel Bryan. He was in the best match at Elimination Chamber with Luke Harper and Eric Rowan against The Shield. This could easily be the best match at WrestleMania. They've done a heck of a job booking this match and getting this all set up. Bray Wyatt is such an interesting character, and it's nice that they actually have some sort of build for this rivalry. It doesn't seem like that. It seems like that's the one thing that's lacking in all of this, is a reason why the Wyatt family is doing what they're doing. In this case, they kind of explain, like, oh yeah, we want to take down John Cena. He's, you know, the biggest guy in the company. We want to take him down. At least there's kind of an excuse for this, as opposed to when they came out and attacked Kane, and then that didn't really make any sense. And even their match against The Shield really didn't make any sense, other than, like, to see who the best three-man group was in the WWE. I don't know. I hope Bray Wyatt wins this match. I think that'd be great for him. There's no reason that John Cena needs to win this match. However, it's John Cena. It's WrestleMania. I could easily see Cena winning this match, them doing a repeat or whatever, them doing this match over again at Extreme Rules, and then Bray Wyatt winning it. But I really hope, and I'm going to guess, that Bray Wyatt is going to win this match. The streak. Man, this is going to be a slobber knocker right here. Undertaker, Brock Lesnar. My money's on Undertaker. There's no reason not to pick the Undertaker at WrestleMania. I just don't think it would make any sense at all to have him lose the streak against Brock Lesnar. I mean, Brock's good, but it's not like Brock's in this totally. You know, there's always that talk, like, oh, Brock Lesnar wants to be the WWE champion and all that, but he doesn't really prove it by showing up all the time. You know, if he wrestled at all of the different cards and was at more Raws and SmackDowns or whatever, I'd say, yeah, you know, give Brock the push and have him beat The Undertaker and have him go into Extreme Rules and take on the champion and whatnot, but it just doesn't make any sense for, you know, a real part-timer to win the belt. I like what Brock Lesnar's doing. I like that Undertaker should win this. There's no reason for him not to. Undertaker's the best, and best in the day to be, you know, just from a pure entertainment standpoint at WrestleMania, and I can't wait for this match. Undertaker will win it, though. And then main event, Randy Orton, Batista, hopefully Daniel Bryan. I have to go with Daniel Bryan to win this match. There's just, you just have to. People have their WrestleMania moments, and I can't picture Daniel Bryan having no other WrestleMania moment than him, you know, in front of 75,000 people with the belt in his hands, having a yes chant, the way that SummerSlam should have ended, but with way more people in the building, and it absolutely makes sense. I mean, WrestleMania is the gig where this happens for somebody. You know, usually it's for the first time or whatever, but, I mean, lots of stars have gotten their break and won their heavyweight championship at WrestleMania, and Daniel Bryan, this is his time. He needs to win this match. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and that's the bottom line. I think that's, I know this is pretty short, and that's probably not a bad thing. Really not much else to talk about in wrestling. I haven't watched Impact this week, but Impact has been up and down and left and right, and it's been okay, but it really hasn't been anything great. They really need to work on that. We got Jeff Jarrett's new promotion announcement on Monday that I'm very much looking forward to. Hopefully he does something really cool with it and has some good talent. It seems like he's dead set on having good talent in the company, which is great. And, you know, I expect big things out of this. I think with TNA, the idea was there. The talent was there, especially initially, and then it just kind of lost track somewhere along the line. Maybe when they got sold, I don't really know. But, and even then, I mean, they've had good matches, they had good talent, but just that, you look at what, even just look at Hulk Hogan and TNA compared to WWE, there's no reason that Hulk Hogan shouldn't have been the same, you know, had the same response in TNA that he did in WWE, and should have been the same draw he was in TNA than in WWE. But for some reason, that stigma was just there, and, you know, I don't know why, but it's just, that's just the way it's been, and maybe TNA just needs to make themselves feel more important some way. And I don't know how that is exactly, but they need to do something. And obviously there's some element missing. Hopefully they can get it figured out. You know, I'd like to see TNA become a true viable contender to WWE. Or, you know, hey, at this point, Jeff Jarrett's new company. Ring of Honor, I think the talent is definitely there. The matches are great. They just don't have the spectacle. They don't have, you know, they need a better look to their show. The matches are there, but I'm not sure that that's necessarily why people tune into wrestling. Because if that was the case, ECW would still be around. Because by far they had, you know, the best matches back, you know, 15 years ago at this point. And, you know, Ring of Honor, very heavy wrestling focused, not so heavy storyline focused. They keep everything kind of grounded in more reality. As opposed to WWE, which, you know, is a little weird here and there. They do things that aren't necessarily believable, but that's what kind of makes it great. You know, I don't really know what the answer is at this point, but, you know, anyways, Jeff Jarrett, Monday, big announcement, his new company, what the deets are there. There's talks of, like, possible, you know, tie-ins with Major League Baseball or NASCAR, what that means, who knows. I know he's had some reaction or some relationship with NASCAR in the past, and he's held events at baseball stadiums, and who knows. It's Jeff Jarrett. He's crazy, but crazy in a good way. And, yeah, I'm very, very much looking forward to what he's got planned. Ring of Honor's had some big supercards here in New Orleans. They had one last night. They're having another one today, and that should be pretty cool. This is a big weekend for wrestling, just in general. All the Dragon Gate events being held down there, and tons of good wrestling being held in New Orleans. And goddamn, I wish I was down there right now instead of up here. But you only have so much money, and I don't have enough of it, so it's, you know, not going to happen this year, but hopefully some year, WrestleMania, it'll happen, which, that would be exciting. But, yes, in the meantime, looking forward to watching it on Sunday, and interested to hear what you guys had to say. If you guys have any predictions or whatever for WrestleMania, send them on over. I guess send them to the email address for abconvo27, abconvo27@hotmail.com. That's the official email address for the other podcast I do, the AB Conversation. I do that weekly with Anthony Latch. We just celebrated our 100th episode there. Every week we talk about, you know, our weekly events and the weekly events revolving around movies, television, comic books, video games, and food. And, you know, we talk about the movies we've watched, we talk about TV shows, new ones coming up, or new ones that we've watched. Same with, you know, comic books, new issues on the racks that are on the spinners that are, you know, catching our attention. Video games, any video games that we might play along the way. And we're not huge video game nerds, but, you know, we like to play some once in a while. And then food, which is probably my favorite segment on the show, just because we try different unique new food items, and usually with, I mean, it's usually interesting to try all this new food that it for some reason it seems like there's always a got new food item on the store shelves, which is just weird, but not a bad thing, definitely a good thing. So anyways, we talk about that stuff. We just did our 100th episode last week, which is pretty exciting, and yeah, that's pretty much all there is to say about that. Hopefully you enjoyed this. Like I said, email us abconvo27@hotmail.com, and hopefully we'll see you sometime mid this week to talk about WrestleMania, the events that occurred, the Raw after WrestleMania, which who knows what the big surprise is going to be this year. And Jeff Jarrett's new company, and who knows what else. So, we'll see ya. We'll see you later. I don't have a good ending for the show. This is Slobberknocker Radio. I'm Brent Strasburg, and, WrestleMania. Shit. WrestleMania.